classes can sometimes feel a bit puzzling. Maybe it's that confusing car insurance policy. Or working out the right protection for your health, home and family. Or feeling unsure if your pension is on the right path. Aviva can help make these conundrums click. Helping solve your financial puzzles? It takes Aviva.
Is what you're doing still doing it for you?
They, she, we, he.
I am EY. For a purpose that inspires me. And a culture that accepts. For a team that relies on me and makes me better for it. Knowing I'm always respected for being absolutely me. For my work to have meaning. Ideas becoming actions and my direction my own. For leaders that challenge, guide and support. Empowering me to be all I can and bring everything I am. My skills accelerated. My voice amplified. For always feeling heard and saying, without hesitation, I love what I do. That's why. EY.
Mom, I got the job!
She got the job!
Who got the job?
Yeah. Find your I got the job on Total Jobs.
Hello, my name is Carlos Jaureguizar. I am CEO of BG UK, Bupa Global UK, and we employ 23,000 people. We make an impact on young people by creating longer, healthier, happier lives and creating a better world. This is my Dovet Flip, where you will learn about my career journey, my industry, healthcare, and what drives me and makes me be full of energy to lead a very big organization. And I hope you learn something about my career, which could be very useful for you in the future. So thanks for having me over, Jack.
How are we?
Well, very well.
Health, energy, and I've got a peppermint tea. So it's going to be a great conversation.
Yes, I'm sure.
So thank you for spending time and coming over. I know it's a, well, personally, I think it's cold outside, but I just want to, we start here always because a lot of young people, just for the audience, we started this show to say, how can we motivate young people to get out of bed, get into work, and build something, whatever that is. And the show's just adapted into to all walks of life. We've now got 30% of our community are over the age of 30. So we've got parents, we've got ministers. Well, I think the government's a little bit busier this week, but we've got all people tuning in. So you've got all walks of life tuning in. Tell us a little bit about your career journey in 60 seconds. Now, if you go over the 60 seconds, it's fine. We're not counting. But tell us, where did you start and how did you get to CEO?
So, I mean, you can tell by my accent that I'm from Spain. So I went to school, I went to university in Spain. And the funny thing is that my first job was here in London. I started in investment banking, but it was a really short career because basically I was there like for 3 months because I decided that I wanted something different. Yeah, so I went to the city, this very big office, lots of people working. We worked, I don't know, 16, 17 hours. It was a nightmare. And this guy from Spain, he comes and says, "Hi, hello, my name is whatever, Peter. And I've been working for 650 days without non-stopping. I mean, having any holiday." And basically that changed my mind. I said, you know what? I don't want to be in a company where someone tells you that they've been working 650 days without having any days and holidays. And it's one of the decisions why I decided to move from banking. I went to strategy, also in consulting strategy, also they work a lot. But that was my first job here in the city.
Wow. So your first job was in a different country,
investment banking.
Yes.
And you did it for 3 months.
Yes.
What did you learn from that? Like, what was the main learnings in that 3 months? Because 3 months is not a long time in life, but it also can be a long time for when you're starting out. If you're doing something that you're not that you're not passionate about, but something that you may not be really focused on.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, it was 3 months, but I think the impact it had in my career was huge. Eh? Basically, you work long hours, and the reason for that is because there's a lot of work. So I always remember this story where my boss comes and tells me, you know, you need to do this. And she starts to describe what I need to do. And mentally, I was calculating, okay, today's Tuesday. I think that for Friday, I will be able to have this job done. And basically, at the end, she tells me, okay, so tomorrow at 10 a.m., we are reviewing your work. And I said, it's impossible. I mean, 3 days work into the next 12 hours. But you know what I've learned is that the capacity you have to overcome challenges, to do things that you think that are impossible. As human beings, our capacity to do big things by thinking differently, by leveraging on others, by doing teamwork, by not doing things that don't add value, it's amazing. So after that, I pressure time a lot. So I tend to focus my time and the time of my team in things that really, really move the needle. It could be working or it could be generating relationship. But I think time is very, very precious.
Time is precious. And did you, at the end of the 3 months, when that Spanish guy called Peter came up to you, did you say, I'm just going to leave? Or did you have a roadmap? Did you have a plan? Where were you, like, in your mindset? And how did you just kind of move on to the next role?
It's a good question. So I didn't have like a clear roadmap. I really wanted a challenging job that had exposure to different industries, to different leaders. And I think in consultancy, you could have that exposure. So that's what I decided to do. Okay, I moved into consultancy. Strategic projects, very short, like, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months. So I had a lot of exposure to different industries, different ways of doing things. And I think that really had an impact in my life because it enabled me to identify what type of business, what type of industry, and more important, what type of culture I was feeling comfortable working with. And that's why one of the reasons why I wanted to work for Bupa, because that was a good fit between what made me feel comfortable and happy and the type of company you want to work for.
So what I'm hearing is, which I love, is that you don't have to have it all figured out. If you're not happy somewhere, change it.
Yes.
And make that step. But once you find that right cultural fit or something that just makes you buzz, go for it.
No, definitely. Definitely. And I think what you are saying is very important, that if you're not happy, it's very important to have a... to be self-awareness and to understand the reason. Because I think we tend to think about the context. Okay, you know, it's my boss, it's the job. No, so you need to think, okay, what can I do differently? You know what? You can shape your boss. You can shape your job. The capacity you have to change your context is huge. So probably also my advice is, before blaming others, try to do a good exercise of, what can you change? What can you do differently? And once you've done that exercise, you can try, and then you can take the decision to change job or to change to another role. But I think it's very important that we understand that our future depends on us. Mm. And if you want to change the world, it starts by yourself, what you are going to do different. So for me, that has been something that has really, really helped me. Eh? It's that level of accountability, that what happens to you depends on what you do, not on the context.
It's quite easy to blame your boss or blame the train for being late and all these other things that we blame, when actually, if you just sit down with yourself, it's what I'm hearing, if you sit down with yourself and you reflect, you take your own accountability and you build your own self-reflection and awareness,
yes,
you can do whatever you want to do in life.
No, for sure, for sure. Eh? And you know what? It doesn't have to be like an individual exercise. Mm-hmm. You can talk to people. You can say, okay, you can talk to your boss, to your colleagues. What do you see that I'm not doing well? What do you see of why I'm not happy? So that self-awareness exercise, you could leverage on others that maybe they are seeing things that you are not seeing. And I think the beauty of that is that it helps you from your personal point of view, but also it helps others. So I think the part of working as a teamwork is very, very important, because you can leverage win-win relationships where people can grow, because they are helping each other to understand where they are and where they want to go and how they can change the context.
Absolutely. And how do you go into those conversations? So say you and I was having a chat, yeah? You're my boss, I'm sitting here and I want some feedback. How do I go into that conversation ready to hear bad news? Because human nature, okay, I'll go into this meeting and I'm going to get some feedback and it's all going to be great, isn't it? Because I want to hear all the good stuff. But actually, it's the stuff where you can improve is what actually drives your growth and your success. How, as a young person and young people tuning in, how can I take that feedback with grace? What is your advice? Because it's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And at the beginning of your career, I mean, those conversations can have a lot of impact. So it's not easy, but probably for me one word is trust. Okay, so if I can choose one thing you can have when you start or when you are a CEO or when you are a leader, is trust. You need to make sure that you trust your boss, you trust your colleagues, they trust you, because if you have that relationship of trust, it's much easier to have any type of conversation. And even it's easier to disagree. You could think that I'm not doing a good job in a certain topic, but I can think differently. But if we have trust, we can have a conversation of why we have different opinions and how we can work together in order to solve the issue. So probably for me, the key point is trust, open books, transparency. I've always struggled in organizations where people keep information from themselves and they say, no, don't say this or manage this person, blah, blah, blah. I think trust is fundamental to make sure that people can have a safe place to be themselves and to grow and to focus on creating value for customers, for members and for patients in our case. Huh?
Trust is a powerful word. What does trust mean in the workplace? Because what it means at uni or school is kind of different. If a young person thinking, okay, I'm going to go into a new job and I'm going to build some trust, or I'm going to get trust, what does that look like tangibly?
So I think it depends. It depends on each company, on each culture. I mean, in my case, trust is driven by the fact that people don't have like secret agendas, that people are open to share what they think, and that there's a common understanding of where you want to take the company and where you want to take the team. So if everyone understands, look, we're in this boat and we need to get here, and we're going to work together as a team to take the boat there, the only way of doing that is making sure we all have the information. We share information, we share our feelings, we disagree, we discuss, but it's the only way that the boat is going to go to that direction. So I think having a common agenda in the terms of view of we are aligned on what we are doing is key if you want to have a team that you have trust on.
So using your boat analogy, it's having that kind of no hidden agendas. Don't sit on the hull in the boat and tell no one.
Exactly.
Let everyone know there's a hole in the boat and this is the situation, and to get that way, we have to fix the hole in the boat, right?
Yes. And more importantly, I think you need to make sure that you have leaders that when someone says there's a hole in the boat, doesn't say, oh, what did you do? I mean, it's your fault. No. I mean, you need to make sure that people can raise problems and can raise issues So I think that's very, very important, and more important in healthcare, where being like patient focused, customer focused is a key for success.
So you did this consultancy, and that gave you the opportunity to learn all different things in different businesses. And then what made you want to go towards healthcare?
So a couple of things. One is the impact that healthcare has in the world, linked with the fact that the challenge is huge. So if you ask me which is the one of the top industries where we have more challenges as a society, probably healthcare is in the top two, top three. And I really like challenges.
So what are the challenges and what are the impact? For young people that say, oh, well, that sounds interesting. I like a challenge and an impact. What are some of the kind of high level kind of challenges that the industry faces, and what are some of the impacts that the industry has on people?
Yes. So before I go into the challenges, I've done, I don't know, probably 500 interviews or 1,000 interviews, and sometimes you recruit these guys that are like very smart, and they say, no, but after 6 months, once I know my job, I'm going to get bored. And I tell you, look, I promise you, in healthcare, it's impossible to get bored. The industry keeps changing, new challenges keep coming. Pandemics come, so I mean, the challenges are all over the place. I've been 16 years in this company, I can tell you. I'm still learning every day. So that's a key point to bear in mind, that you need to have an open mind, because you are always learning. And specifically in the challenges, it's a complex industry, because you have NHS, which is very relevant. It's a key pillar of society, but you have also private players, and you have a mismatch between demand, supply, tension, workforce tension, technology changing, a value chain, which I don't know if people understand the concept of value chain, but basically you have lots of different players in a customer journey, which is very, very complex. So basically what I see is a lot of tension between the different players, public, private, doctors, patients, society getting old, and there's not a silver bullet. It's very difficult to shape that system, because the system is very, very complex. So you know that you have these big companies like Google, Apple, trying to come into healthcare, but it's not easy, because it's a very complex industry. So again, I think also as a company, we need to make sure like we collaborate with other players to solve these issues that the industry has.
And what's something like the big players like Apple and Google are not seeing because they're not in the industry? And what's something that young people might not see because they're not in the industry, but once they get into it, it's fantastic?
And going back to the impact point, it's funny how someone in the front line of a hospital or someone in a call center can have an idea, and just by raising that idea through the organization, can take, oh, you know what, we have a problem here, we're going to change this. And after 6 months, you receive a letter from someone telling you, you know what, Bupa saved my life, because I had an issue in my heart and I did a health assessment due to this new thing that you launched, and you saved my life, because I don't know, I was going to have a heart attack or whatever. So it's funny how very small things can have a huge impact, and just by saving one life, it's worth doing that. And I tell you, most of the ideas doesn't come from me or from my team. Most of the ideas of how we improve our processes and how we take care of our customers, it comes from the front line. So if you really want to have impact, if you really want to create a better world, I mean, healthcare is a unique place to do that.
And you have to learn to listen, right?
Yes. That's very, very important. We have we have this app where we make all of our employees to listen to customers. But you know what? To listen to detractors. So if someone tells us, you know what, my experience with Bupa wasn't a good experience, I'm going to tell you in the next 5 minutes why it wasn't. So the employees need to listen to that, and then they submit some ideas of how we can improve. And it really makes a difference, because it's developing that muscle of listening and understanding why someone is not happy with what you are doing. Eh?
So I would like to break down some of the jobs across, because you could do so many jobs at Bupa, couldn't you? What are some of the interesting jobs that you've come across recently that you're like, oh, wow, that's a cool job internally? What can you do if a young person is thinking, okay, I could apply for a job at Bupa? Yes. What kind of things could they be getting?
Lots of things. I mean, just bear in mind that we have insurance, which is to be like very financial environment, but we have dental practices, we have hospitals, we have day centers, we have care homes. So it's very, very varied. I mean, in 23,000 people, imagine the type of jobs that we have. But probably what I can share very briefly, we have this program, which is eco-disruptive, where we tell our employees, you know what, you're going to work on squats and you're going to work with startups linked with ESG, okay? Reducing our carbon footprint, blah, 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 blah. So yesterday I was meeting one of the teams. It's a team of 6 people. 3 of them started as health advisors. Now one is working on risk and compliance. The other one is working on sales, and the other one is working on marketing. So, and when you talk with them, they've been in Bupa like 12 years, having 4 different roles.
4 different careers, right?
Very, very different. So I think that's the beauty, that again, in a complex environment, there are lots of things to do, and you can move from one place to another, because basically it's based on people. We focus on people. What are your capabilities? What do you want to do? What you can bring to the table? And based on that, your career develops. So it's very different from consultancy or a big 4 company where you know, okay, in 3 years, you're going to be here. This is going to be your salary, blah, blah, blah. At Bupa, it doesn't work like that. You come into Bupa and the future depends on what you want to do. And you
Well, it depends on your attitude, how you take feedback, how you turn up and show up at work, right?
Yes.
On that note, we've been talking for 20 minutes, so we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back in 6 minutes for the second half. So we'll see everyone in a moment.
Oh, there's nothing clever about selling yourself short.
Oh my God.
I can't tell you how many people, when you dig into their success stories, look how many failures they had first. And what marks them out is their character. And you can control your character. You know, how you respond to loss, how you respond to adversity.
And what's the last thing you lost?
My job, I suppose. You've got to be honest with yourself, what went wrong. You've got to then have a realistic plan to put it right. And, you know, bags of determination and self-belief. And the fear of failure, I think you've got to get over that.
How do you not let that get to you?
I wouldn't say love the adversity, but respect that the adversity will make you better. I've been privileged to see you at various different junctures, and it was very inspiring then, but look how far you've come. It's amazing. And if you just relentlessly focused on moving forward, learning the lessons of life, I think it's a recipe for success. And don't let others dictate to you your view of the world, let alone yourself. I said I wanted to be true to my convictions. I wanted to find the right life partner and give my kids the best opportunities I could.
Deutsche Bank is the largest bank in the UK that you have never heard of. You know, the environment's very challenging, I think, for young people. Therefore, seek out every opportunity.
Don't underestimate how long it's going to take to get up in the morning. And I always say, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
I think when anyone is starting a Saturday job and you're a teenager, the biggest thing is getting out of bed. That commitment piece is really important. We know that there are young people for whom actually going to university, spending 3-4 years, isn't something that they want to do. They want to get out into the world of work immediately. We've got an operations talent program, lots of different types of ways in which you can actually come into the organisation and understand what's available.
So go into a meeting looking for that curious conversation.
Absolutely. Then. So I think it's always striking a balance between not sort of interjecting at the wrong times or too frequently, whilst at the same time, if you genuinely have something to say that can add to the conversation and to the discussion, you should absolutely say it. So even though I've been at the bank for 25 years, I feel like I've had five different careers. It's a cliche, but really, fake it till you make it.
We're looking to grow our businesses.
That really is the best advice.
Finances can sometimes feel a bit puzzling. Maybe it's that confusing car insurance policy, or working out the right protection for your health, home and family. Or feeling unsure if your pension is on the right path. Aviva can help make these conundrums click. Helping solve your financial puzzles? It takes Aviva.
Is what you're doing still doing it for you?
They, she, we, he.
I am EY. For a purpose that inspires me. And a culture that accepts. For a team that relies on me and makes me better for it. Knowing I'm always respected. For being absolutely me. For my work to have meaning, ideas becoming actions and my direction my own. For leaders that challenge, guide and support, empowering me to be all I can and bring everything I am. My skills accelerated, my voice amplified. For always feeling heard and saying, without hesitation, I love what I do. That's why. EY.
Mom, I got the job!
She got the job!
Who got the job?
Granny! She got the job!
She got the job!
She got the job!
Yeah! Find your I got the job job on Total Jobs.
I'm so excited, I can't tell you, you know, I just want to scream and shout.
Have you ever had an experience where you've gone into a job and thought, what have I done?
I felt sick to the pit of my stomach that I've made a bad mistake. I mean, I was ashamed to get a final written warning. And it is the ability to be able to take those situations and genuinely learn from them without letting them destroy you.
Today's news is tomorrow's chip paper.
So if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't look right, it probably isn't right. You know, an awful lot is common sense. And one of the surprising things about common sense is it's not very common. Make your choice, make the choice conscious, and then when you are wherever you are, be present when you're present. Am I learning? Can I have influence? And am I going to enjoy this? In any situation, there are things you control and there are things you can't control. You've got more control than you realise, but equally, don't fret about the things you can't control, because that is the definition of madness.
There's a real lesson there, isn't it? It's find the miracle in every situation.
Yeah, yeah. Failure is not fatal. Your ability to bounce back and be resilient, for me, is the thing that has made me who I am.
So we're back for the second half. Doesn't it go quick?
Yes, yes, very fast. Really, really enjoying.
I could speak to you all day. I want to talk a little bit about money powers and insurance. And obviously the show is about careers, but I believe insurance and looking after your money in different ways. Sometimes you have to invest in stuff to look after stuff. What's your money powers and why is insurance so important for young people to kind of consider? Because I never was really told about insurance in school. Or you have to, you know what, from car insurance to health insurance to pensions. I think it's so important for rainy days. And we get a lot of rainy days here here in the UK. What is your money powers and your financial well-being advice to young people who have just got their jobs? They got their first payslip. They're like, okay, I don't know what all this means. How would you recommend? And we've got a disclaimer, by the way. So any advice that you do give, there is a disclaimer that people should take their own financial advice. And this is all an opinion on what worked for you.
Yeah. So it's funny because in insurance brings to the table the concept of long-term. And I think when you are young, you're worried about lots of things except the long-term. You feel that you are young and you will always be young, and you don't really get why you need to think about what's going to be in 20, 30, 40 years, because poof, there's lots to come to that. But you know what? Life goes very, 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 very fast. I mean, I have three boys, 9, 11, and 13. Yeah. And it was like yesterday when they were 2, 5, and 7. I mean,
so does it go quicker as you get older?
Very, very, very quickly. And going back to the insurance concept, I think it's very important that we start thinking about that future. Mm. And we're thinking about ourselves. I think for me, and going back through my career, there's been certain years where I've worked very, very hard. And you know what? When you work very hard and you forget about taking care of yourself, you do struggle. Eh? You get more sick. You cannot perform. You are not in good shape. You are not you don't smile so much. Mm-hmm. So basically my key learning is that, you know, when you are like flying, they say that you need to put the mask yourself and mm-hmm. then to the relatives.
Absolutely.
I think that's very important. You need to make aware that your body is very, very important for you. So you need to take care of your body now and in the future. And I think insurance plays a key role there. So you invest a little bit today, and therefore in the future, if you have a problem, you will have and specifically in healthcare, you will have good doctors and good companies taking care of you. Because unfortunately, I mean, the life can change very, very, very easily. And we see that. Eh? We see that people, when have some health issues, the fact that they took a good decision by having a private medical insurance gives them peace of mind that someone will be taking care of them in the future. So I think that's my advice. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. You've only got one body, right?
Yes.
One life, one body. Time goes really quick. Invest a little for that rainy day. And for God forbid, you don't get ill. But if you do, it's there, right?
Yes, definitely.
And what is your advice to young people saving? Like you get your payslip and they go, what is this national insurance thing? And they start to realise that, okay, this national insurance, there's obviously tax that they have to pay, that the government, that the company pay on their behalf, that's deducted from their payslip. But what should they do? I think we're seeing a lot of things on TikTok at the moment.
Yes.
Scams, fake news, get rich quick.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing of get rich quick unless you put a pound on the lottery and you win? Like, what is your advice to young people saving versus spending?
So two things. I think there's the financial discussion of what you do with your money. And my recommendation there is that you have a clear understanding of what are your expenses. And if you go into a fixed expense, like, I don't know, a house or a mortgage or renting, I mean, you need to be very, very careful because things change very quickly. So my advice is that you need to make sure that you have a buffer. Something happens, you lose your job, someone needs help, a relative needs help, you really, really need a buffer. So my recommendation is that when you are talking about your financial planification, work very strongly to have that buffer.
So build your buffer.
Yes, and probably you should do some, you will need to do some sacrifice in order to do that. And secondly, the investment. Where do you use that money for? If I could give you a recommendation, invest in yourself. Invest in being a better professional, invest in experience, invest in learning, invest in keep challenging yourself. So if you have an opportunity to do a program or understand how AI works or ChatGPT or digital world, I mean, grab those opportunities to become a better person and to increase your chances of having future income. So for me, the advice is that, again, we're talking about investing in your body. Invest in your body, but also invest in your brain. I think the more you invest in your brain, the more chances you will have in the future to have future income. So that will be my advice.
So that seems like a really great metric. Wake up, go to a new job, maybe at Bupa, and go, right, have I invested in my body this week? Have I invested in my brain? And how much have I added to my buffer?
Yes. And all of that depends on you, on your willingness to really do it, in your grit, in your capacity to really want it. And I think the future will depend on you. So I think for me, that's the key message. Believe in you. Believe that you can do it and you will get there.
And when did you start? When did that come apparent in your career? You've been at Bupa 16 years? You've got 3 kids. Was it when you had kids? Was it way before? When did that light bulb moment come and say, you know what? I have to invest in my body. I have to look after my body, my mind, and my buffer. Like, when, how did that come about? And I think that's really good advice. And I think young people should do it now.
Yes.
But when did it come apparent to you?
I think in my case, at a very early stage, I think I was lucky because I started at a very early stage and I started to see the upside of doing that. So, for example, when I was 4 years working for Bupa, I took the decision to do an MBA. And it's an MBA that I paid the MBA by myself. I had my savings. And I went to my boss and I said, you know what? I really want to do this. And I need 1 year out of my job because I really want to do this. And you know what? My boss told me, but how are you going to pay it? I have my savings. Okay, but you know what? Bupa can help you. So basically, we financed the MBA 50-50. And when I came back, Bupa was offering me a position. And one of the reasons is that I had that my MBA. So it paid very, very early. So I realized that when you invest in things that make sense, then you get the payout early. So it's a action-reaction relationship, which I think really, really works. Huh?
And what's things that young people should invest in terms of skills? Like, the future of the workplace is changing. And it's changing all the time, a bit like healthcare. It's always adapting and there's new things. Obviously, we've now got AI everywhere and it's more open source and it's mainstream. Anyone can become an expert. I'm dyslexic, so I find it really hard to write. I'm good speaking. That was my superpower, to speak. But now I've become really good at writing because of the tools out there. What are the 3 top skills that you believe young people should go and invest in? And not all of them have to be costs, right? Some of them can be, a lot of them can be for free. If you find the right, like, there's loads of different programs like Google Digital Garages. There's loads of things that you can go and do for free. So you don't have to pay for them. But what are the 3 top skills? If you were to start again, what was a free, you could only have 3 tool skills in your toolbox. What would they be?
One is, I'm going back to the self-awareness point, is identifying what's your superpower. And by the way, it could be a superpower that is already working, or it could be a superpower that it's unleashed. And you know what? Maybe you could unleash that superpower. So probably my advice is to get exposure, to try, to be brave, to really learn about the world and be open to listen and to understand where value can be created, and then do the self-awareness exercise. I say, okay, you know what? I'm very good at communication, or I'm very good in solving complex problems. So I think that's the one key element that if people should invest is in that, is getting exposure to understand what they're good at and what superpowers they can unleash. That would be my first advice. Second advice, the world changes very, very quickly. So the more updated you can be in digital technology, information, the better. And as you said, nowadays you have lots of tools where you can get information, you can get a content for free. So use that. As we were talking before, time is very precious.
Well, young people are getting this content for free today.
Exactly. This is, for example, this is a good example. Spending this half an hour. I don't know if I'm sharing lots of insights or not, but probably one or two things can be very helpful. So get use of the time. So probably a Sunday morning, don't spend at bed watching TV. Do something with that, because that can change your life. Invest time in a wise way. And probably the third element is get surrounded or people that make you better. You know that you have people that probably remove energy from you, and others that gives you energy and encourage you to do things. Probably that will be another advice, to get involved with people that...
And that links so nicely. Last week we had a guest on, and they said, hang around with radiators, not drains.
Exactly.
People that lift you up, give you energy.
Yes.
That's so good advice. Talking about the superpower, and I like how your analogy on that superpower, because you might know the superpower, you may not know the superpower, but go and experience the world. Let the world experience to see where you that superpower fits in. And that's on reflection, right? You go and see the world, and the world then will see you, or you'll see yourself in the world.
Yes.
Do you only just need one superpower? Is it greedy to have five? Is it like... Or do we just really focus on becoming a superstar in one thing? And then you build up, and as your career goes, focus it, and then it gets wider and wider. Right, in your role now, from what your role would have been doing before you'd done your MBA, you're now more of a generalist. Yes. You've got all these different departments that obviously you have your reports into you. One minute your mind's thinking about being an ambassador for the organisation like today. Next minute you're looking at finances. So, but at the start, you would have just had one superpower, right? Or do you... How does that work?
So it's a good question, eh? So in my case, I'm not sure if I had a superpower or not. In my case, what I realized is that the team and the organization has a huge capacity to do things. So I think my superpower was, you know what? I'm going to focus less on myself and focus less on my own objectives. I'm going to focus on the big objectives. I'm going to see how I can move the organization to a bigger purpose, to a bigger outcome, even starting at a very low level. Eh? And you know what? You realize that your capacity to influence people, if the purpose makes sense, if you can add value, is huge. So I think that has been like a superpower that I've always been focusing on, which is, you know what? I'm going to help other people. I'm going to help the front line. I'm going to help the people in the call center to have a better life, better work, and that will help us as an organization to achieve our outcome. So in my case, I think that was my superpower. And in my case, it was very useful because I was able to get a lot of input and a lot of help and a lot of insights from everyone.
I'm noticing, which I love, is at an early age, when you went to that investment bank, they probably told you, and I could be completely wrong, but stay in your lane, do one thing. And you seem a person that likes to see the picture. Yes. And okay, that person's really good at that. Let's bring them into it. It's like baking a cake. Someone's really good at the flour, the icing, managing the oven. You saw that very quickly, but not everyone does. So what about if you are on a road, in a role? Sometimes you have to call centre, pick up the phone, answer the customers, and you feel like this is not a chore. I call them cheers and chores. Every job has cheers and chores, and it's a chore. How do you stop from getting bored, but knowing that there is a bigger picture if you focus?
You know what? I mean, the amount of people in Bupa that started in a call center and now they have executive positions is huge. And I think those people did what you are saying. They were able to see like the big picture and understand, look, I'm in the call center. It's very unique, eh? Because you have direct contact with the most valuable asset of the company, which is the customer.
Can't be on the top floor. You don't understand the shop floor.
Exactly. So imagine the value of the information that you are managing. So I think that's what you need to see. When you are in those type of roles, you are starting. It's a privilege because you are going to the, how do you say, to the seed of why the company exists. So why don't you get that information, understand, learn, and from there you can impact the company you are working for. So I think the opportunity is huge, and I've seen that the people that really are able to transform themselves by leveraging on starting in those positions that are in frontline. Eh?
Absolutely. And the way you precision that is lovely. It's the seed. And that seed, to be honest, keeps the lights on, pays everyone. So if you understand the seed, you understand the business. You understand the business. Over time, things you can then start working out. Okay, what parts of the business can I influence? Where can I influence? And where do I get the excitement and joy from?
Yes. And that's very important. I think excitement, joy is very, very important. I think there has to be a fit between what you are doing in your job and how you feel.
And what's the point, right? I know we go to work to earn money, but nowadays you can go and earn money anywhere. You have to be part of the mission of the healthcare industry, lots of challenges and lots of impact. Do something that kind of helps you move forward. And we've been talking already for 18 minutes, so we've only got two more questions. There's a mirror behind me. You see your 21-year-old self. You've got all the knowledge. You've been at Bupa for 16 years, but you're going to pass that knowledge on to your 21-year-old self. What would you be saying to him?
Probably to be brave and to think big. I think when you are brave and you think big, amazing things happen. So probably that will be my advice.
So focus on the double B.
Yes.
I love that. I like that. Because we're not brave enough, are we? When we worry about what others think. We let social media get in the way. When actually, it's fine.
Yes. Yes. I think we need to make sure we create a world where people can be themselves, can people have their own opinions, can people can come to work and be themselves. And it's not easy in the current environment. Eh?
I agree.
So I think we have a duty as executives to make sure that's a reality.
I agree. And we hear a lot around being your authentic self at work, but that's also your authentic self with a work professional on it, right? It's how do you actually come to work, be kind, be caring, do really good, believe and think big in a meaningful way.
Yes.
I've got one more question. Do you know the question's coming, right?
No.
What's your duvet, Flip? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
Ah, yes, the duvet? Yes, yes, yes. So you know what? I receive lots of emails from lots of people, customers, Some of them are not happy. Some of them are very happy. But when you receive a letter of someone telling you, one of the most important decisions I took in my life was buying Bupa, and that saved my life. Or my mother passed away in one of your care homes, and the amount of care that your team delivered is so amazing that I cannot appreciate what Bupa did. Those two things, I mean, that really changes everything. Huh? So that's the reason why I go to work every day.
It reminds you very clearly why you're there, right? What a lovely duvet flip. And I just want to say thank you for your energy, your kindness, coming on, sharing some really, really deep and meaningful wisdom. And I love what you mentioned around superpowers, because I think we all have superpowers. It's in us sometimes that they just need a bit nurturing, right?
Yes. No. So thank you. Thank you, Jack, for the invitation. It has been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Finances can sometimes feel a bit puzzling. Maybe it's that confusing car insurance policy, or working out the right protection for your health, home and family. Or feeling unsure if your pension is on the right path. Aviva can help make these conundrums click. Helping solve your financial puzzles? It takes Aviva.
Is what you're doing still doing it for you?
They, she, we, he.
I am EY. For a purpose that inspires me. And a culture that accepts. For a team that relies on me and makes me better for it. Knowing I'm always respected for being absolutely me. For my work to have meaning, ideas becoming actions and my direction my own. For leaders that challenge, guide and support, empowering me to be all I can and bring everything I am. My skills accelerated, my voice amplified. For always feeling heard and saying, without hesitation, I love what I do. That's why, EY.
Mom, I got the job!
She got the job!
Who got the job?
Granny! She got the job!
She got the job!
She got the job!
Yeah! Find your I got the job on Total Jobs.